This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's freaking Wednesday, January the 15th.
Yeah, it is. Look at that. Flies by, don't it?
2025. Does it fly by? God, you ain't kidding.
Really does. I mean, it just really, really does.
I didn't believe you the first time.
I gotta talk you into it. Can't put a finger on it, but it just really, it just seems like when you get real busy, I think that's what my thing used to be. I wasn't as busy, or maybe I didn't make time to do things. I like to have a routine.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, I'm task oriented and I'm kind of at the point to where if it takes me all day.
Sounds like you've done a resume recently by even saying that.
God, I'd like to see the last one I even freaking did.
I don't know, not to change the subject, but I don't remember, I didn't have to do one for here. That was more just a verbal thing.
No, yeah, I didn't have to do one for here, but I would just, you know.
So you're a creature of habit.
Yeah, it's just, you know, stuff you get into no matter what it is. You're like, you know what, as long as it takes to finish whatever it is. And if it means I got to miss a game or a program on TV, that's fine. Whatever.
Whoa.
Hell with it.
Yeah.
I think this guy bored. Just
what
you
was
know.
The quote again? It's not over till it's over. Is that what you said?
I believe it is.
No, you did a.
That's what it was.
A paraphrase of that though.
What was it? I can't remember.
Literally, you just said it.
Just like just now.
Literally, you just said it.
Okay, I'm mixing conversations. Maybe
I know because I've. Dropped in on the other thing. You said it. You didn't say it's not over.
Well, it takes as long as it takes.
It takes as long as it
yeah,
takes.
That's it.
It takes as long as it takes.
And it does, no matter what it is.
I'm going to write that down because I like that.
Like, I got stuff I got to do today.
Normal. I'm going to have them put it on the screens, the motivational screens here in the hallways.
Well, I ain't going to stay on.
That rotate. It takes as long as it takes.
Normally, when I would have stuff to do, I'd be like, I got to be done by. Like 8 o'clock, there's a ball game coming on. It's like now I just don't even care. If
yeah,
I'm out,
but having those deadlines so keeps your work efficiency going. Also, like if you're like, trust me, is being single. Like if you don't have any, not that you need the codependency of the eyes and ears, but you know, I mean, if you didn't want to do, you could sit there all night working or doing yeah. both, or so. I was thinking on the like I woke up this morning. And I was like, if let's say something happened and Dave
oh,
called
no.
me, David Field.
God forbid.
I call him Dave. He
couldn't
doesn't respond. But, he's like, you know what? You get to call all the shots now. What time does the show start? I don't know. Oh. I don't know because I am now. This is going to sound. Egotistical, But I am brilliant first thing in the morning. But it wanes as the day goes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why is that?
I don't know. I have my best ideas or best whatever's first thing in the morning, like right when you turn the computer on. But as you leave the computer on all day,
you dumb it down.
Like, oh, man. And then defrag, what does that mean? That's called rehab, I think. I don't know.
I tell you what, obviously, you know, morning drive is where you want to be in this business.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
But I'm glad that we do it first. And I don't want to say get it out of the way, but kind of that's how you feel about it. Like, the rest of your day is open.
Or even talking about, like, I can't imagine doing, like, an afternoon talk show or an evening talk show when people have been, let's say, like, there's a major event.
Yeah.
And then they've been beat over the head with it all day long, and then you got to come on with your difference of opinion or your new eyes and observations about it. Like, oh, it's a... But then again, talk shows at night, because those are dying now, but people would be the news all day long. Let's say the Iran-Contra hearing. I remember all Letterman and Leno and everybody did those little bits. I won't say sketches. And
old Reagan.
And it was, but that was comic relief, though. It wasn't more informational stuff. Like, how does somebody like, what's her name? Oh, let's play the game real early. Brunette, really short hair, looks like she hates men. Political. Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's coming on later in the evening talking about stuff that's already been talked about all day. The same stuff. Like, that's pretty difficult. I'm not giving her any kind of praise because I think she's disgusting.
You know, Leno was talking
her
about
looks
that
too.
Recently. He was like, you know, you got to, like, now politically, you have to take a side. You can't joke about it. You have to take a side. Back then, you could joke about it a little bit more. Everybody, you know, ha ha.
Yeah, but nowadays you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or polarize an audience by your opinion, because some people aren't as popular as the other people with whatever they believe in.
But even, and I agree with portions of that, but even with that, it's like, well, if you have a difference of opinion about something that the majority does, it that like it kind of feels like it pushes you, keeps you in your bubble. Like, you know what? Just don't say anything and just go on with it.
You're like, you know, especially if it's an in-person conversation.
Yeah.
Like, how much do I want to deal with right now?
Right.
Like, even though I don't agree, I'm going to agree anyway.
Or if you've heard the same story from your mom and you, after a while, do you just say, do you just no-sell it? Do you just say?
Well, that depends.
Like, how long is it before you, like, you've already told me this humpteen times, or do you continually, realizing age and you know, probably just thinking of things to talk about because there ain't that much going on in her, his or her world, you know?
But that depends if on his or her asks you, did I tell you about this? And then what do you say? You're like,
oh,
yeah, I heard about that, or no, tell me about that, please, again, for the 20th time.
Yeah.
I already told you. I'm saying if, you know.
If it was any
you know,
specifically.
Talk like doing this first and getting it out of the way and working.
Yeah.
Seems like, you know, you have, I know it's a mind F, but it seems like you have more time straight through. I never understood second shift, no matter what the job is. I know it's the same hours, but it seems like it really robs you of having any kind of life. A second shift job.
Yeah.
That's like the worst shift to be on.
God. What? But then again, third, that's that also, I mean, you turn into like the complete, like the thing we're talking about, if the world agreed it's 6:10 a.m. right now everywhere. Yeah. So whether it's sunny or dark or whatever.
See, that one's not as bad, I wouldn't think. Third? Say you pull like a 10 to 6. Everybody's asleep, and if you can work your sleep schedule right, you got a lot of time to hang out with people. But a second shift, if you're like a 3 to 11, okay, you go home and go to bed, wake up, and like you don't have a day really.
Yeah, well, like Paige and I, we used to at various times work midnight to 6 a.m. on the radio.
Oh, the graveyard.
And I mean, you come in with all the blinking enthusiasm in the world, but that would usually stop. Now for Paige, dudes probably called all night long. All night long.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, they did.
But, you know, mine would probably wane out about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And, but nevertheless, like, so you get off work.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, and then you right. have dinner or breakfast, but whatever. And then you go home and you sleep.
You try to sleep. That's the hardest.
Until, like, 2 or 3 in the afternoon when you're just like, waking up. Or what.
Can't
and
do
then it.
I remember being so weird. Tired, and it 2 in the morning was the bad part, and you try to stay awake. And
man, I miss that part about this business. That's where you learned.
Oh, yeah.
When they throw you in the graveyard, and then that's where you figured it out.
That's very when much. You either survive or you're left for dead.
Or luckily, a coworker walks in and wakes you up.
Oh, yeah. Many a times.
That's when you worked your way up, man. You start in promotions, doing the grunt work. You begged for an air shift.
I never did that.
Really?
I never worked in promotions.
I didn't either.
I've always been tired.
Dang. You didn't come up that way?
Uh-uh.
Since out of college.
I mean, I would go and do all those freebies. You know, like the...
Well, we had to. That was part of our thing.
I did them also in an effort to, like...
When we serve beer at concerts?
Kiss ass. I mean, like, not want to say kiss ass, but, like, I mean, it's a form of kissing ass. It's like letting the management know, like... Yeah, this kid really wants it.
Yeah, I remember driving up to the
radio. My Pat Patterson impression.
I drove up to the radio station in high school on a whim, and got let the DJ a note, which he left with the promotions dude,
uh-huh.
who handled the interns. I think the only reason I got it was he asked me if I could go do my first remote in Pumpkintown, South Carolina.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I live close to there. Let me go do it.
Wow.
I was like, okay, you can go do it, and it's kind of stuck from there. But you just work yourself up.
Yeah. It's like the mailroom.
Really
it's
is.
The mailroom. You
you can eat crap for a lot of years.
That's the name of Fatboy's favorite nightclub. Ooh. Mail being M-A-L-E.
I wouldn't complain.
That's probably done, right? It's like dudes come out dressed like postal workers, and then they start.
It's like Hammerhead Ballroom or whatever it is.
Yeah. Welcome to the mailroom, ladies. Got some packages for you to open up.
Welcome. I will say those were probably the...
Instead of a P.O. box, you got a B.O. box.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
All right, go ahead. I distracted
you. Like, you can't just throw it off like that and come back from it. God, that's awful. I mean, like, as far as, the routines and that go, I think the one thing I remember from high school that stands out is, we had to learn time management. You had to learn how to budget time. I don't know if they teach that now, but I mean, that's a very valuable tool that you always use, and that's what I still do now.
Fatboy set so many alarms on his phone, and I don't have to. I never know what the alarms are for, but it's like that's the way you kind of like, oh, crap. Is that a thing, too? Like, I was thinking years ago, what actually got me going to therapy was a life coach because of these hours. Like, what do I do with the rest of my day? Like, when is it okay to go home and relax for a little while because I just got off work, but then amp it back up later is a weird kind of thing. But the setting alarms here, so when you have like a little bit of time to relax, do you set alarms to stop relaxing?
Only if it's like a nap.
Oh, yeah.
We'll wake up and I've done it for so long, I got like an internal clock when it comes to, I've been doing this for too long, let me shift to something else for a little bit.
Right.
And then that's what comes into play too, is like, look, I'm not on anybody else's time but mine. If this takes 8-9 hours, and I go to bed real late, then that's what it takes.
Good Lord.
It's just easier that way to stay organized and get it done.
You must have put that alternator on yourself.
I got to do that today.
Oh,
you really
gosh.
Doing it yourself?
All by yourself?
Yeah, it ain't hard.
Oh.
And luckily, cool. It's in a good spot. It's up top.
How many YouTube videos did you watch?
Just the one real good one.
Okay.
I'm like, man, this is... I don't know why you don't charge money, because this is very detailed. Buying the parts is going to suck, but
yeah,
parts ain't as cheap as they used to be.
That's, man, be glad if you or anyone listening, if you have that special talent of watching a YouTube how-to and taking that and consuming it and then replicating it, you are a better man or woman than I am.
I mean,
you're
like
certainly
doing
a better
that.
Woman than I am.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the process.
I can't. I'm telling you, that's where, and I'm not saying this in jest, I'm on that spectrum in a sense.
Yeah.
It's just self-realized. Like, I cannot read directions and then amplify.
Seems like sometimes there's something left out that I should have known.
Oh,
I should have done.
You'll end up with an extra dowel rod, and you're like, that damn what? Shelf is going to fall. I don't know what a dowel rod dowel is rod. Either.
I guess it's like the preparation process. That's one of the better parts about this job is the prep for it. Sometimes I feel like coming in here and the execution of it is the simplest part. It seems like the challenge and the fun is in the prep.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? How are you going to do it?
Plus, you're very uniform in that. Like, there's these... Okay, I mean, I don't want to pull the curtain back too far, but, like, when we do live commercials throughout the show, Fat Boy is the one who will pull those off what we call the lug.
Yeah.
And then he will print them out, and then he'll lay them on the board here, but they're fanned out like they're playing cards. Like, it's very uniform. I mean, it's like it's appreciated. But I know not to compliment you because you retaliate and you'll turn them upside down tomorrow or something.
Like, I couldn't. I could never break the routine.
Leave a paragraph out.
Yeah.
You get. You know, some people call it getting stuck in your ways, but it's called developing good work habits.
Yeah. You know. But then once it becomes so habitual, I had to surprise myself using that the way it was intended. It becomes so habitual that you don't have to put as much thought into it. And then it can either go off the tracks because you're not like, oh, this is just rolling along. Or it motivates you to like, well, I ain't got to worry about the BS part of it now. Now I can just have the fun part.
So much easier when you develop a little system.
Call it in the ring, brother.
And I worked learned it from slinging soda back in the day. Worked with a guy who broke everything down. Everything was so organized, he'd go in the store, boom, 30, 40 minutes, he's in and out. Just by being organized, having a system.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, it's easy money. They say work smart, not hard.
Yeah, but you back. Like, oh, man. Doing that job for so long?
Yeah, it's physical.
Jesus Christ.
He would work hard initially for the first, 20 minutes, setting everything up.
Yeah.
But after that, boom, he set himself up for a week of easy work.
When Fat Boy's not talking about a cocaine dealer, he's talking about like soda pop.
Yeah, soda.
He's slinging that coke. All right. Today, this is going to be a pretty intertwined universe on the show. So we're going to call it Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries, but it's with a special guest. And that's with someone who had a mysterious health condition that kind of befuddled doctors. And then there was either what I think was maybe a lucid dream, or in her recants. No one does that, do they? People talk and they don't ever give A-B scenarios like I do. It's stupid. She either had a real lucid dream, or she was taken up into an aircraft, a spaceship, and something was done to her, and then she goes back to the doctor for more x-rays, and that health condition's gone.
Oh.
And she was inspired by the young man, Michael, who called in a week or so ago talking about how he died three times and watched himself being worked on by the EMTs and stuff.
God, that was...
So we're going to talk to her at about 8 o'clock Eastern. And we'll do like a little, it'll be presented as Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries, but she's going to come on and we're going to Q&A her. We're going to Q her. She's going to A us. I Q
very
you,
interesting.
You A me. Yeah, it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. I want to find out, like, what did they look like? What did they look like?
What do they smell like?
Yeah.
Do they talk?
Did you butt her afterwards?
Oh, God.
Does it hurt now?
All right. Did the little music play already?
Yeah.
Dad, blame it. All right, so that'd be coming up 8 o'clock Eastern. Feel free to call and text us. Same number now, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. And that's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a French woman alleges that Brad Pitt scammed her out of $850,000.
Oh, oui, oui. Oh, no. Or no. How do they say no?
No.
Okay. That makes sense, oddly enough. All right, well, it's Brad Pitt.
Of all things.
Pretty popular.
Yeah.
Still.
All right. Sounds like a schizam to me, perhaps.
Could be. Yeah, yes.
All right. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more next. Your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Well, is Brad Pitt a scammer? No, he's not. But a French woman was scammed out of $850,000 after falling for a romance scam with someone or something that she believed was Brad Pitt.
Oh man,
man! If you're Brad Pitt and you, because you're gonna hear about this, I imagine he Googles himself.
You know,
sometimes.
I often am confused for him, but go ahead.
Would you give her the money? Like, I feel bad for her.
No, because you have to. Then you'd have to do for all future and some that would come forward from the past.
I wonder about that. About, you know, celebrity game shows when they play it with regular people, like the pyramid. Like, you know, they'll mix the celebrities and the normies.
Yeah.
They feel so bad they lose it for him. They're like, I'm just going to give you the money anyway. Let me cut you a check here. I didn't get the last question right. My bad.
Probably not.
Like, I wouldn't be a good rich celebrity. I feel like I'd have to pay somebody.
Hmm. You just give it away.
Lose money.
Yeah, like, dang it. Here, I'm sorry I messed up your Hollywood squares.
Well, let's
Here's
go
a check.
I'm going to make it rain now with $3 bills.
This poor woman, she's a 53-year-old woman in France. She got scammed out of all this money, $850,000 by...
First off, good on her for having it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of francs.
By a fake Brad Pitt. The scammer first pretended to be Brad's mom and said she was exactly the woman that her son needed. So she recruited this woman to, you know, how fake moms do.
Yeah.
So the victim then received messages and AI pictures of fake Brad for a year and a half.
See?
Like poems and even a marriage proposal.
This is why y'all going to take that mark of the beast. You know you are, because you're like, no, I got to prove it's real me. That's why I have to have it. And meanwhile, I was like, nope, uh-uh, nope.
Can you see this?
What she said.
Here's one of the pictures that she got sent of him in the hospital.
Oh, okay, I want to get up and look at that, because I did want to see.
So the scammer started asking for money by saying that they'd send her luxury handbags if she paid for the customs bill. Eventually, Brad claimed that he was in the hospital with kidney cancer and needed money for treatment because his bank accounts were frozen due to his divorce from Angelina Jolie. So she believed all this.
There is way better AI than that bullcrap. Like, that looks like those pictures you could get done in Gatlinburg. Where,
oh, no.
Remember, I had the Polaroid, look, I stand beside the rock. You got it done in Gatlinburg for like $10.
And the woman even received emails from a fake doctor that said that Brad was fighting for his life, so she transferred the money to a Turkish account, of all places.
Oh, Lord.
And she realized last summer that it was a scam when she saw pictures of Brad with his girlfriend, Inez de Ramon.
Who? What is it? I mean, I don't know.
Inez de Ramon.
God, I gotta say, I didn't know.
I can't pronounce it, but she's good looking.
Well, so I assume.
She had to be hospitalized for severe depression. And she says, quote, I asked myself.
Oh, wow, she is.
Why they chose me to do such harm like this. I've never harmed anyone. These people deserve hell.
It's unclear
if the scammers were caught or not. But.
So obviously fake. Here's one of him in the foreground and the hospital beds in the background, but it looks like a painting.
It's like, yeah, it's blurry the way. That's why I feel like I can look at AI a lot of times and tell. I'd look at the background first almost and then see like the resolution around the pictures.
Well, I know the second thing you look at.
What?
You go straight to the fingers. Because for some reason it does not know fingers.
Yeah, that was the thing with old Kate Middleton. She had six fingers when she was holding her kid.
Yep. You could have 10 fingers, but it's all going to be on one hand. And they,
yeah, you could say, oh, give me a human with 10 fingers, and they'll all be, or it could be coming out of their head.
That's such an odd glitch, though.
Yeah,
to
really
give you
is.
Way too many fingers, but good thing, though.
Wonder why she's, Inez is, she's private on Instagram. That's gay. I mean, that's stupid.
Does she even have one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be.
Maybe she
somebody's gonna hack it.
Has a lot of weirdos.
He probably told her to say, "Look, get off of there. Do you know who I am? I don't want people knowing, you know, my stuff."
She's gonna be like, "No, look, are you really Brad Pitt?"
she thinks she saw this
news story.
She's getting scammed.
God,
are you guy in a mask?
She is. I mean, she's not like. I always refer to, and tell me how this sounds, Paige. If I say, you know what, she's a classic. And in my mind, that means she's a true beauty. She's timeless. She would be pretty in the 40s. She would have been pretty in the 70s. Like, just got that classic, beautiful face.
Very
Is that
pretty.
Okay to be called a classic?
Yeah, she's okay. Beautiful.
You mentioned the ego.
In man world, that's an old car.
It really is. Imagine his ego stroke that... Any woman 35 or older, that's probably the cutoff age, you know, of his audience really knows who he is. He could have, like, almost any woman in that age range. Just, you wonder how they get on his radar, certain women that he's been with, especially this one. Like, how do you?
Yeah, because, I mean, she's not, like, in the industry or whatever.
Yeah, she's got she's a vice president of a jewelry company, and she was married to an actor.
Okay.
So.
That's how she, Paul Wesley.
Oh.
Do they look for that, though?
The Vampire Diaries. What?
Do they look for that? Like, if you're, you know, let's say you're in the business, you're going to try to find somebody through somebody else?
I mean, they may have met at a party through other people.
I'm thinking, like, you'd have to be with somebody who kind of knows that world, right?
Hold on, I'm going to write something down for you that I can't say, but it will all make... And you know that it's true, and it's not said with any kind of mean.
Yeah.
So, like, when you have an idea in your mind of how your life is going to go, and this is what you want, and it's not like... I mean, it sounds like I'm demotivating people. Well, you shouldn't have an idea of what you want and actually go for it, but it involves the expenditures of someone else's financial situations, and yes, that's wrong.
Oh boy, but
I ain't telling you who I wrote down either. I don't care who you are. You don't text me and ask. I ain't telling you.
You know, I've had a situation where I kind of know the real person, and then there's like fake profiles of this real person out there.
Like and a lot? More than one?
Mm-hmm. And then I was talking to the real person going, oh, are you guys coming to town? Because this person is in a band.
I'm Santa Claus.
Oh.
You coming to town? And he plays guitar, and he's in like a country band. And so I asked them if they're... But then I was talking to the fake profile, and I thought, wait a minute, this is weird. Because you just told me that you wanted to see me, and you're the one who asked.
But if you were talking to the fake profile, it must have been a really good one.
It was.
Well, if they're using the same profile picture, and you just...
Well, I mean, it...
Yeah.
I'm saying you could easily be...
Oh, yeah.
Confused.
When you're getting like a message like, hey, we're coming into town. Are you working? You know, that kind of thing.
They were coming
where they
town.
Know my schedule, and they're asking me, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm working, so come by.
All right, send me a Hooter pic right now so I know it's you.
Send me your dick pic and that'd be great.
Damn. I mean, I'm right
there.
I've
never said that.
Why don't you come in here for a second?
Come in here. Did you just say DP on the radio? Bang.
Bang, double bang.
I know that's not you, okay? Liar.
Is it Abe Vigoda's birthday or what?
Sorry about that.
That's fun.
Wild woman.
Well, that was like a shot of caffeine just then.
And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you so much. That was fun. Fat boy, what is up in sports besides the obvious?
Well, we're going to update you on the Eagles fan situation. We'll tell you what's up with that guy. Don't want to say his name. This is my little personal rule that I have, you know.
What? What do you mean your personal rule?
Like, I don't, well, you know.
I shouldn't ask you if it's personal.
No, it's like, I feel like at some point, you know, when you people want to, when you start to get into taking people's livelihoods and taking their jobs away.
Yeah.
It's like a different level of, I don't know if the punishment fits the crime. Like, there were some people locally years ago who outed somebody, nobody of note, just somebody that they didn't agree with, said a lot of bad racist stuff. And they're like, you know what? Here it is. I'm putting it out there. Let's go get their job. I'm like, well, I mean, look, it's not going to change their opinion. It's going to make a mad person madder when they don't have a job. And
I obviously, that's case by case. But, like, I remember a local business, certainly not going to even dare mention the name of the business, but it's a local business, and the owner went on to a diatribe on, I believe, social media.
Yep.
And the business somehow got shut down.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's like
the old days,
forced retirement.
You know, the way you used to do that, you didn't go patronize that business because you didn't agree with them. Yeah. Now it's like, no, we're going to get you thrown out of business.
Yep. Now, if I were in the situation of the guy on the video, I'd probably have a different side of it.
Well, for sure. For sure.
Or at least been beating on his ass in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Real good.
In the, like, fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Fist to cuffs.
All right. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more in your Rise Guys Sports Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, talking about 1988.
Oh, the earthquake World Series.
No, this wasn't the proudest moment of this gentleman's career. And I don't think he's no longer with us.
You don't think he's no longer with us?
That I just means you think he is. I think he's no longer with us.
Oh, I see.
Oh, he passed. I'm sorry.
Jimmy the Greek.
Oh, yeah.
He made his little speech during an interview on CBS's NFL Today. He was, not immediately fired, but the next day.
Wow.
Never seen from again.
Gosh, that might be one of the first mainstream cases of that. It's the first one I remember as a kid.
I don't remember his hit rate as far as betting went, but I think it was pretty high.
I'm talking about being racist on TV.
Well, yeah, that too.
Oh.
But he was
blatantly.
He was on that show for a couple of years, right? Now he could be like, you know, I was doing a bit, whatever. But
you ever watch that document? See, there we are again. Documentary.
Docker. I love Dockers.
About Ali and Howard Cosell.
No.
Oh man, it's riveting. Maybe I mean it was almost like the way it reminded me of Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler, like that whole back and forth
Lawyer.
Thing. Where they added like they hated each other's guts,
but they really are friends.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Howard Cosell,
Lawler, man, he really sold it back then. The slaps.
Yes. Oh yeah.
It was also this day in 1997. Dennis Rodman, remember he kicked the cameraman during the game.
Oh wow, yeah.
Kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, that was expensive. It cost him $200,000.
Yeah.
Well, I would think so. Is the guy okay?
Yeah, he was just kind of, you know, selling it. He was laying there, oh, my nuts. Oh.
Oddly enough, that same guy started paying prostitutes to do the same thing to him.
Oh, no.
He really, it's like that's where it started the addiction. Like, oh, man.
God, I like that.
It kind of feels good.
I mean, I went down on my knees. I couldn't breathe for 5 minutes, but it felt good, oddly.
Do it again, worm. Come here.
Come here and kick me hard. Hey, Horace Grant, come here.
Horace.
You, towel boy.
So the
oh boy,
Phil Jackson,
yeah. Phil, everybody, this is line up. Everybody's hey man, right. What's Bill doing? Or Luke?
Ron Harper, get over here with your big feet.
Kerr, get Kerr over here. The Eagles fan who called the Packers female fan a ugly, dumb CUN Toledo.
Oh, not that word again.
Next Tuesday. Yeah.
Well, an update. Well, he's been fired from his job.
Good.
And the Eagles have banned him for life.
God bless America.
Not only did they ban him for life, they said the Eagles said they were going to send the Packers fan Packers gear.
What?
As a sign of sorry.
Sorry.
I don't know if you remember Big Dom, who's the head of Eagles security. He got into a little sideline scuffle last season. Kind of became a character into himself. He found out who the guy was. Eagles found out, and they're like, you know what? He's done. He's out of here.
Good Lord. And
judging by the looks of this, his seats weren't that great anyway.
No, they never are. Like that guy at the Raiders game that was he's standing up on that plexiglass wall and it breaks. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
it's maybe not plexiglass. It's like real tempered glass that's mega thick, like you'd see at a convenience store in Compton. And he's standing there on it, and the Raiders score or whatever, and he starts shaking it, and all of a sudden splits right down the middle. And first thing he does is turn his head and look at the person holding the camera. He's like,
you got this, don't you? Taking this straight. I'm going to call Rod and take this straight to court.
You know what? Like, it's such a weird thing, but the worst, the rowdiest people are in the upper deck. And,
really
and you know, I mean, the sad part.
That's where
part
Big Brown likes to sit.
He likes a perspective shot. Like, why not just get on the Goodyear blimp and watch the game?
The fact that they could find anybody.
When you get that up there, like, this is going to sound, like, really cruel and harsh, but, like, that's the – it's like the bottom of the Titanic.
You got no money. You shouldn't be there.
You probably pawned something to be there, maybe. I don't know. That's very – I shouldn't say all that. But, like, the rowdiness stuff. And that's where if you take a tumble, you are screwed.
You really are.
If you get hit one good time and you go down two steps, you're going down all of them likely.
Plus, if you get in a fight up there, yeah, it's going to take security a while to get to you.
Yes.
We out of here, man. We're going to bounce. But.
I had one game at Death Valley. I was literally on the top. Like, literally. On the top, and the person I was with threw up off the back of the stadium.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry, were you on the home side?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah. You almost threw up on Cemetery Hill. You'd have to really arc it.
Cemetery Hill's on the other side, yeah.
You'd have to really arc it to get it back there.
It's almost hit the little, that one ticket. Well, I don't. You probably don't know exactly what I'm talking about, but anyway. Yeah, he threw up on near someone. All right. Nice. Thank you. How's breakfast, kids?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break.
If you want back. To.
I don't.
I really don't. I'm in that mode where I just kind of want to roll straight through. But we have wonderful sponsors.
We do. They're partners.
They really are.
They're partners.
Just like when you work at a big box retailer, you're an associate, not an employee.
I know. But, oh.
Guess what? That's what they call you in the mob.
Dude, I told you that one time, and the guy doesn't work here anymore, but one of previous management types literally corrected me several times. It was like, quit calling them salespeople. Quit calling them salespeople. Why? Because they're account executives.
That's right. Oh. AEs.
Step back.
Your lawyer, AE.
I was like, okay.
Scared of
well,
you.
Tell your domestic technician when you get home to have a drink ready for you.
Oh, my God.
God bless America. All right. It is the Rise, guys. We'll get to some calls if you'd like to talk. If you're in the mood to talk, you can text us. Same number, 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone line. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.